Hey, Sean.
Hey, Simon. How do you do today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank
Keeping
you for
busy.
What's the latest on your home?
We are, so pipe, so issues have been identified, which was good. It was actually water backup, just as we thought. So I haven't submitted the claim yet, but I'm going to. There was main drain issues, which was causing sewer backup, which was causing things not to drain properly, and as pipes were swelling, the water was trying to escape. So
you know, I
we
can't
should.
How many times that has happened this year, and actually, you know, we're helping another recent home buyer go through the same thing, same exact, you know, first week of moving in the house, this issue happened. I don't know what it is.
That's just the luck of the draw. It comes with home ownership, doesn't it? I think we're the same. It was one of the things I was saying to Caitlin, it's my wife, it's over the next few weeks, months, we'll probably identify a few things, right? Like, we're the second owners of the home. The original owners bought it in 77. I can only imagine how old they are now, right? Like, there's going to be a lot of things that weren't kept up with or missed or just forgotten about. So I anticipate it won't be the first issue, which is fine.
Yeah, well, I mean, you seem to have a good attitude about approaching it, so
right.
We'll deal with those things as they come up.
Say that, yeah, exactly. That'd be good.
Yep.
But one of the things that's coming up is what happens if I die. And right now, it's nothing. So,
yeah.
Obviously, I remember you mentioned it. So open enrollment's going right now. I think as I was looking at it, it's at the company, they've got me, I think it was like $16 or something like that, semi-monthly, and I could have a life policy of, I think it was, the pay was 500,000 or $500,000 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously looking to see what options you have, what's recommended, what's not recommended, kind of what the costs are associated, stuff like that. I know that while I'm employed at my current company, they also enroll me into a basic one where in the event that I die, my wife and son will get double my salary or 2 years worth of salary. But that's only sustainable as long as I'm with the company. So if I left and died the next day, they don't get nothing, right?
Right.
So
I mean, your head is in the right spot. Most people don't consider a lot of the details behind those employer-provided policies. So same concept of, you know, renting versus owning. It's all good as long as you're working there. But we're going through a very strange year, and I'm expecting things to get a little worse before they get better in terms
yeah,
of...
You're not the only one that's expecting that.
Global economic impact, because what we have is a lot of employers renting very expensive commercial real estate. And if they can't have their employees come in and they're not getting the same ROI on productivity, there's going to be massive layoffs. So that in-force group life insurance is only valuable if you have a job that you can come work to. So
right.
It's effective under the assumption that we're going to keep our employment. We're not going to get disabled. We're not going to have health challenges where we have to prolong leave at work. So it's better to own your own life insurance and have your family have access to the actual policy document. You know, because
right, exactly.
If you do claim, you don't get anything. You don't get a policy number. Most spouses are not prepared to even know what to do in the event that there's a sudden death.
Really? Could imagine that.
Yeah.
That's, I agree.
But I think for your age, Simon, you're very young, and assuming your health is top-notch, for you to own some life insurance, it's going to cost you pennies on the dollar.
Cool.
And we just need to inquire about what makes sense for your situation now, and I usually like to take the approach that most financial advisors will recommend, and that is supplementing your income somewhere between 5 and 10 years and then covering off your major debts. So your mortgage would likely be factored into that, as yep. well as any school loans, credit card debt, or car notes.
Okay.
So could you talk to me about current balance that's owed on the mortgage and some of the other sources of debt that you carry?
Yes. So on the mortgage, I believe we were shit, I should know this because I just bought the house. We financed $399 of it.
$399. Okay. And outside of that mortgage, what other kinds of debt do you carry?
We've got one car, which I think there's like $4,000 left on it. We just bought the Highlander, which was financed, I think, $43,000. It's not my student debt, but in the event that I die, I'd like hers to be paid. I think Caitlin's got another $60,000 worth of student debt that's out there that needs to be paid. I do have a personal loan to my father, which there's nothing ever in writing for student debt, but it's one of those things. In the event that I died, he'd probably just waive it and say, hey, Caitlin, go focus on H and building yourself a good life without Simon, but that's also 60. So if we could allot for that, that would be great. So call it, what, 120 student debt. That's it. That's the debt that I got. That's all I carry. I say that's all, but it's enough.
Okay. So I'm doing some rough calculations, and that sounds like that's around the ballpark of about $570,000.
It would be about there. What's that? 400 on 120 on student debt. So that's 520, 40 in cards. Yeah, you're right there. You're right on the money.
Okay. And what I'll do is I'll show you three options to give you a range. But we definitely want this debt to be covered, and then for your income to be supplemented between 5 and 10 years, it's going to make sense that I show you the lower range, 5 years, the higher range, 10 years, and then somewhere in the middle, about 7.5 years.
Okay.
But that's going to be based off of your annual income. So what is your annual income gross before tax?
150.
Okay, and how about for Caitlin?
Caitlin is put her at 40.
Okay, so we're interested in having her get some life insurance as well. But for her, I mean, she's extremely valuable what she does as a. Do you have children, Simon?
I do. I have one son.
So I think a lot of people underestimate the role of the wife and mother in the family, because a lot of men are the primary income earners. But, you know, you'd be surprised if you have to hire an au pair or a live-in nanny.
Exactly.
Those expenses, you know, can be exhausted very quickly. And I'm talking like a year or less is what most people have in cash reserves to plan for those emergencies. So her worth is definitely there. So I'll run some calculations on her. But the majority of the life insurance would be on yourself.
Yes.
And how would you describe your health, Simon?
I've never had a health issue. Relatively healthy, active, workout 4 or 5 days a week. Other than broken bones, I've never had anything going on. And Caitlin's the exact same way.
All right, so we're not being treated for any kind of medical condition or any disorder like
no.
that?
No, none.
All right, and then what's your height and weight?
I am 147 and 5'10".
5'10 and 147.
Beanpole.
So then you're likely to Yeah, that's great. I'm assuming that you could potentially qualify for the best grading class based on build.
Awesome.
Obviously, it's more than just height and weight. You know, they'll take blood pressure, cholesterol.
Yeah, I mean, I have all that sort of stuff done every year, and there's never, ever any issues that come up.
Yeah, exactly.
And now that the house is bought, there's probably no blood pressure issues anymore.
Yeah, the only outliers would be sometimes, and we'll give you advice on how to ace the medical exam, but it's like, you know, you just want to avoid greasy foods like bacon, you know, sausage,
right,
at least a week prior to the exam.
Well, the fun thing on that, the wife and I are now vegan. I have been for 4 months, so we're not getting any of that.
Oh, okay. How do you feel after 4 months?
So it's interesting. Call anyone a liar that goes, oh my God, you notice the difference immediately. Like, it was just, it's obviously a natural progression, right? Which, well, it wasn't natural. It stopped overnight. But because your body's changing, I don't think I realized the effect until we were moving. And then obviously it's much harder when all the cookware's packed up, the dishes are packed up, you're getting everything going. So we strayed away, but as we strayed away and started eating regular food, it just felt horrible after every meal. It definitely was interesting to see the other side of it once you'd been plant-based for so long.
I think
it was even
the best way that most people can tell, because I personally believe that everybody is gluten intolerant to some degree,
uh-huh,
and dairy intolerant. All that you'd have to do really to test it out is to do one of those Whole30 diets and then slowly start introducing some of those foods back into your diet, and you'll notice an immediate difference. Like, well, I really don't like the way that this makes me feel.
Right. And it was like the first night I got shrimp. I'm like, all right, shrimp, that's nice and light. It's something easier. But after 4 months, you're putting it back in your body. Didn't know what to do. My stomach was just having a fit.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting. But it's to your point. Like, I love cheese. I love milk. I love all that stuff, right? But if you give me a milkshake, I don't feel well whatsoever after it. So it's while I can eat dairy all day long, it's that much of it, no bueno.
Yeah. Yeah, I think most people are chronically inflamed all the time. And it has an impact on not only their physical ability, but their mental cognition as well.
Right, exactly. You just get bogged down.
Well, that's good. I've not considered going vegan. I eat a lot of meat, meat and vegetables.
I never considered it either, and I always told my wife that she was crazy. I used to do a lot of shopping at the Amish market out in Laurel, Maryland, just because it was cheaper, it's fresh, it's good. Long story short, it was like I bought $1,000 worth of meat and chicken and fish and all sorts of stuff to put in the freezer. And the same day that I did that, my wife Caitlin says, oh, I really want to try plant-based. I'm like, well, now's the wrong time to do that. But once we work our way through all this meat, not a problem. And then sure enough, yeah, 3 months later, as we started going through quarantine, we ate ourselves through it. And I opened up the fridge and went, well, today's the day. And as much as, for my birthday, I had a 42-ounce Wagyu dry-aged tomahawk steak, right? It was 2.5 months into being vegan, but I love my meat as well. But now there's no desire to where it's like, oh, I really miss that. I really wish I was eating it. I'll treat myself every now and again, but it's not like we're doing it because, killing animals is cruel. It's just simply, feel a little better.
Yeah, I might just need a cookbook with some recipes because I feel like I lack a little creativity on what to exactly prepare.
Yeah. And that's what I'm to say. I really, really, really enjoy cooking, but I couldn't come up with a recipe to save my life. My wife may tell you different, but she did the same thing. She bought me 3 cookbooks, which all went by, like, here's your typical breakfast, here's your snacks, here's your lunches, here's your dinner, here's your desserts. And on Sunday morning, and I just sit and work my way through my cookbooks and figure out what we're going to have for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day.
it is something you have to plan in advance. I know that much.
Because oh, yeah.
If you don't plan your meals and keep track of your calories, then it's very
right.
easy to overeat.
Yeah, and especially when you're going plant-based, right, there's a lot of stuff that you're going to miss out on. You're not getting the same level of protein. You're not getting the same level of fiber, whatever the case may be, as you had at one point. So you do need to keep track of all that stuff.
Yeah, well, you're a smart man. I think you're certainly in the minority about people that get it.
Well, thank you very much.
Diamond, so the first, I'm going to give you a range. This is what we calculate, like the life needs analysis. So based on the debt, you know, we want to eliminate that. We want to supplement your income for 5 years at minimum. And that's just assuming that your income stays flat. You may very well get raises every single year, but we have to just make the math simple. So 5 years of us supplementing your income plus paying off all of your current debts would be $1,320,000. And if you are eligible for the highest rating class, that would start at about $73 per month. And then towards the upper echelon of that range, I'll give you the 7.5 years of income supplementation and then 10 years. So those figures respectively would be closer to $1.7 million for the mid-range at about $91 per month. And then
okay.
$2 million would be about $110 per month. So it really depends how many years of your working income earning ability you want to provide for your spouse.
Got it. And how much did you say it was going to be at the 10-year mark from a policy standpoint?
This is going to be about $2 million in life insurance.
$2 million.
Yeah, about $110 per month.
Okay.
Yeah, and so you're the owner. That's not a good plan. That's enforced for you. Your wife would then receive a lump sum, tax-free. So it's great financial planning.
Yep.
And, yeah, that's on the very low end. Because most people that we are having conversations like this, they're probably in their 40s, maybe their 50s. But you get
right.
it. And so that's why it's great planning to do when you're young and healthy.
So then help me understand a little bit more, because it's just my lack of understanding or knowledge. Let's say we enroll into this. We say, okay, we'll do it. It's $110. It's $100 right a month for the rest of your year. How long is that? How long is the policy effective? Do they force me to do a reevaluation at some point? If I never left Erie, is that for the rest of my life? Is it, you know, 5 years, 10 years, 1 year, 25? What's the deal there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So this would be this is a 30-year fixed term life policy.
Okay.
So it provides benefit until age 50. You know, and there's likely to be changes along the way. You know, of course. You may move into a larger house. You may incur more debt. You may have additional children. And then you'll have, you know, college planning to
right.
think of at that point. So, you know, for the face amount and for the duration of time that we're going to be insuring you, that monthly premium is fixed. But let's say
okay.
that you wanted to reevaluate and add to it in the future. You could certainly do that. That would be subject to just an additional health screening. And then we
right.
would just, based on your age at that point in time. But I'm personally a proponent of term life, because it depends on the intention. You know, other people maybe in their later years want to do some legacy planning. So they have grandchildren that they want to leave a lump sum of cash to.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a completely different type of life insurance we'd be discussing at that point. So if your main concern at this point is just making sure that there's enough money,
everyone's
that can
comfortable, right?
Make sure that our family continues being able to pay bills and continue their standard of living, and then term life insurance is great for that. And as
okay.
your needs change down the road, we can certainly reevaluate in your later years. But I would hope that, and you seem like a sensible guy that would allocate money towards your nest egg, there's not going to be as much of a need for the life insurance in your later years. But in your younger years, certainly, because that's where the uncertainty lies. You can't help but plan out your future in case you die prematurely.
Right.
But if your kids grow up and they become adults and leave the house, and then a lot of what we're covering is diminishing over time.
Say that again, sir.
A lot of what we're covering is diminishing over time.
Right. Cool.
So like,
all right.
The next
perfect.
Great need when we have a newborn and a mortgage in place.
Right.
So.
Cool. All right. It sounds good. Ed, could you just, I wrote them down. Is there any information you can put in an email that we didn't cover just via strictly, okay, it's this much, here's the price, it's this much, here's the price in years? Or is that all the information we have access to at this point in time about the policy?
No, I'm going to send you this and then
cool.
Stay on the line because I'll get the Caitlin's in just a moment.
Cool.
The application process is very simple. I'm anticipating you're going to be answering no to all the medical questions. So it's basically just a brief medical questionnaire, some history about your tobacco usage, which probably there is none. And then we will collect some physician information and then set up the appointment time with the medical examiner. And that part's free. So don't worry about that. We bear the full cost of that.
Perfect.
And they do, I do recommend setting it up maybe for a weekend when both you and Caitlin are home. They're very respectful. I mean, they use gloves and masks to, put you guys in any kind of danger.
Right. That's cool.
Now, what can you tell me about Caitlin? Because I asked you some questions about your height and weight.
Yep.
What do we know about
her? She's 5'2" and I think 132 pounds. Again, no existing conditions, perfectly healthy, also works out. Not taking medication for anything.
Okay. No history of tobacco either.
Say that again, sorry?
There would be no history of tobacco for her either?
No. No, no.
All right, so hers is going to be easy. We'll just carry over the $570,000 in debt. 5 years
cool.
of her income will be about $200,000. 10 years of that income would be about $400,000. And then right in the middle, 7.5 years. So her numbers are a little different than yours.
Yep.
Probably going to be about a third to half of the amount that we should be insuring you for, but also because she's female, she'll pay a little bit less, which is nice for her. So $770,000 is approximately 5 years of her income earning power plus the mortgage debt. And that will start at $39 per month. And then $870,000, just a few dollars more, $43 per month. And then about 10 years of her income being supplemented, just a few dollars more than that, be about $48 per month. So you guys
okay.
can both get insured for 30 years for a total amount of like $3 million for right around $150 per month.
So Sorry, kids going crazy now. No, that sounds good. So the two of us combined, if we were to go middle of the road on both, right? Not that we will, but just argument search easiness. It'd be the 73 plus, or sorry, it'd be the 91 plus the 45. So both of us combined would be around $150.
Yeah, 91 plus 43 for her.
Yeah, okay. Something like that. So you're what, 130? Yeah, 134. Cool. All right, that's not bad.
Yeah. So that
obviously more expensive than the work ones, but the work ones were nowhere near that amount that they were offering. So that makes sense.
But in the big, when we consider, you know, 2 years of income earning versus 10 years, and that's what a financial advisor would recommend because people tend to underestimate.
Right. Exactly. And then, a quick question, and maybe you can answer, maybe you can't, maybe I'll need to speak to my company, but let's say I have my own health insurance company, we go ahead with Erie, we say, okay, we're good to go. If I die, does Caitlin then get both the one that my company has me opted into, where she gets 2 years of my salary, and then the Erie as well, or do I auto get opted out of one of them?
No, so both. You know,
okay,
the one that we're going to provide, she's actually going to have a policy with explicit instructions on what to do. That's why the work provided ones are very ambiguous because a lot of times the surviving spouse has no clue. The company that's actually underwriting the group plan, they have no reference. And they just don't know who to call, or like it's probably not their first priority. They're probably worried about funeral arrangements. Those never even pay out because nobody could claim the death benefit. To be perfectly honest,
that's wild.
You guys will be prepared because you'll have a copy of the life insurance sent to you electronically, and I would recommend printing it and keeping it safe.
Right. Okay, cool. All right, well, she's at work right now, so I'll talk to her tonight and just see what direction she wants to go in. And then I think you've made it evident we won't go ahead with the open enrollment one that they were offering. I'll shoot you a note either later tonight or tomorrow at some point and just let you know what we want to do.
Yeah, perfect. I think I like to make it simple and just show you a few options, but not too many, within a range that you know is, okay, this is 5 to 10 years of what I currently earn income.
Right.
And so now from there, you just choose the option that's most comfortable, and then we'll set up the exam, and, you know, it's a few weeks process, but we should be able to turn it around for the new year.
Cool. All right. Well, knock on wood, I don't plan on dying, which is why we're bringing this out. So hopefully it doesn't happen in the next few weeks. Cool.
Anything can happen.
Right, exactly. All right, I appreciate you, Sean. Thank you very much. If you haven't already, if you could send me that information, and then I'll speak to her tonight and see what we want to do, and then send you a note probably. Actually, tomorrow, I should be. I'm not working tomorrow because it's H's birthday, but just in case that does take priority. Friday is probably the latest you'll hear from us.
Okay.
Yeah, tomorrow, buddy.
Send me a note back, and some way that you schedule this appointment, you can set up an appointment for Thursday or Friday. And if Caitlin's available, that's even better because we'll need some
and
things like that.
Cool. All right, she's available every day before noon anyway. Both of us are at home, and then on the weekends we're not doing anything anyway, so we'll be home.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Well, cheers, dude. We'll speak to you soon.
Nice chatting you. So I'll hear back from you soon.
Cool. All right, we'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Take care, Simon.